Simin Tov Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet and Hey. This is the end of the halachas of Avos, and then from here on basically is Yavish and Nektam, which is together with Yavish. So that's what we're going to do it all together. Bezer Hashem. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, in Sif Dalet, Yotzu harbi b'kanechor v'noshru mihem ad shloi nisharu ela shloishu b'kanechor kosher afilu noshru rubom k'yoyin shayu zayin v'noshru mihem dalet v'nisharu gimel. Mechaber says, if we started, this is what the Gemara refers to as the Asa Mitzro, if you started with seven leaves at the beginning and roiv of the leaves fell off, so you're left only with gimel, even though roiv fell off, since you still have aves, it's kosher. Now it's mavur, lachar it's mavur in the Gemara, lacharinim point this out, but it's lachar mavur in the Gemara from the fact that the Gemara didn't say a bigger chiddush, that even if five come off, that vayis teris is kosher, even if you're left with only two. If from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say such a case, that you're left with only two for it to be kosher, vayis teris in such a case, it's taka going to be pasal. The shaila is, what's the difference between that and a regular hadas? A regular hadas, we know if it starts with gimel, it's avos, and if it goes down to two, according to many poiskim, according to the ra'ah, according to the rush, and that's the chorei we pass in the dino, if you're left with two, that's still considered avos. So if we see that two is still considered avos, why, when you start off with seven and you're down to two, isn't that considered avos? And the chorei, it's mavur, the Mishabur really speaks this out, that the difference is whether or not you're left with roiv. In other words, you need one of two things. You need either avos, v'poil, or you need reif. Reif is what you started with. If you have neither, then you can't be yetzeh. But maybe if you started with seven and you're down to two, you don't have avos, v'poil, you don't have three, and you also don't have reif. You don't have reif of what you started with. So even though you have reif of three, which could also be considered avos, but for reif to work, it has to be reif of what you started with. And Kinyan the Vart is that Ovis is lav dafka three. Ovis is three or more. Zachar, that's what's meduyik in the lashon of the mechaber in the beginning of Gimel. He says, "Anafit ovis amar bateru ha'hadash alav chayfen es etzay kigurin gimel olin o yoser." At least three. Less than three is not considered ovis. Botzer me gimel lehavi ovis. The Rashi says, but three or more is considered ovis. So memela, you could either have three, that would be considered ovis, or you have roiv of whatever you started with, so you have roiv of avos terubik ekulei, but if you don't have not roiv, and you don't have not avos bepoil of three, then it's going to be pasul. Mashenkin, in the case where you started with three, so even though you don't have avos bepoil when you lost the leaf, and you're left with only two, however you have roiv avos, and that's going to be enough. Lachar, that's really the mavur in the ra'ah. The ra'ah says that we don't need avos bepoil, because when the Torah says anaf it's avos, all it is the min avos. It's the min which is avos, which has three, so even if one falls off, then it's not a problem. It's still the min of avos. If two fall off, why does the Ra'ah say that it's possible? It's still the min of avos. If they all fall off, really, it's still the min of avos. It was this type of hadas before the leaves fell off. Vice versa, then in such a case, we don't say that it's considered min avos because you don't have avos at all. When you don't have roiv, then you're left without any leaves. It's kilos if you have no leaves. You need at least roiv of avos for it to be considered that you have avos. And in other words, you need either that it should be, you need first of all that it should be the min avos, but if it's not avos at all, not bepoil, and not ayde roiv, then it's not going to be good. Mamela, it's going to be pasul. So in a case where you have seven and you're down to two, it's going to be pasul, as opposed to if you start off with three and you're down to two, it's going to be kosher. That's the chur, just the tzurus of the shmaisa. Some of the erlim was murdered, this nekuda, had a lot of trouble. How do you understand that when you start off with 10 and you're down to 2, it's going to be possible. The mice, you have roiv of avos. And the answer is that you have roiv of 3, but that's not roiv of avos. Roiv of avos means you have roiv of what you started with. Roiv of what you started with, you do not have in a case where you're left with only 2. Now, Rashi Shito is not brought down here in what's considered avos. We don't find that the Rishenim, the other Rishenim, or the Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Neis HaKelim here, then no one really mentions Shitas Rashi, that Aves is Dafka when you have three all-in coming out of each Ukitz. Now, it's not clear in Rashi, somebody told me he saw a picture of how somebody drew it, Shitas Rashi, that there's three leaves on every Khan, in every level. Just they all come out of the same Ukitz. I'm not sure, according to that, how it works out that it covers the entire stem, if they're all coming out of the same Ukitz. Theoretically, you could have it. But l'chor, the pashas would be that there's three coming out of every ukitz, and there's three uktin on every row. So altogether, you have nine leaves on every row. Yesh ayin lefize, though, what's the chashivah, so what's the grace of Zach? You have an asa mitzro, that it grows on the meitzar, grows on Mitzrayim, and it can have seven leaves on one row. According to Rashi, the standard one has nine leaves. Unless we have to be madchik, that according to Rashi and Echanami, seven come out of every ukitz as opposed to three, and really have 21 on each row. That's taka chiddush. But l'chor, we don't find in the Paiskim that they bring down Shitas Rashi. It's not possible if you don't have that way. And certainly it's not possible, though, if you have that way. There are those that are mahadr. Somebody sent me a nice picture of Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz with his hadasim by the Kaisel. And he gets such hadasim. And a number of people told me they also get such hadasim. That are Rashi hadasim. That they have nine coming out of every row. And certainly it's not possible. Like we mentioned beforehand, that's the Lashon HaMechaber, that it's at least three. You need at least three in every row for it to be kosher, for it to be considered aves. But more than that is not a chasaron in aves. More than that would be considered aves also. It's interesting, just to be mitzayin, I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman in his Akdama to the Sefer Dalin Minim Hasholim from Rav Weisfish. He writes that ulai, that he was mechadish, he saw what he brought down from the Chazon Ish, that aves is defined if you have a chut makif, if you have the string going around, and it touches all this, the three leaves, the stem of the three leaves all touch the string at a certain point, that's considered mishulish. He said, I was also mechavin to this, and he says, ulai, that's pshan and Rashi. Maybe that's not what Rashi meant, that that you have gimel alin yitzin mitoich uketz echad. That what does it mean mitoich uketz echad? Mitoich uketz echad means that each leaf starts mitoich the height of the leaf that's next to it. That's also considered mitoich uketz echad. It doesn't mean that they're all coming out of the exact same uketz. So he says on the Rishonim we're all matmiya lachor. It's kamat ena benimtza. But according to this, he says it's very gishmak. In Echanami, all he means to say is that obvious means that they're all on the same level. Mitoich uketzechon means that they're all, the height of all of them, are all on the same level. I might say that's just another makar that goes like the Chazon Ish. It doesn't have to be perfectly straight. It could also be with the chut makif. And not only that, maybe that's even Shitas Rashi. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey, le mitzvah bein in kol shir erech ahadash ya'ovais lukuva berubay vafilo ina bereshe. This is lachor, the halacha, which is most nagel out of all of the halachas here in Sif, in Simon Tafresh Memvav, is practically how do we define that the Hadas should be considered Aveis. How much of the Hadas has to be Aveis or for it to be kosher. So, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rosh, who goes like the Ravid, that mitzvah, you need kol shir Hadas Aveis, you need that should be Gimel Tvachim, it should be Aveis. But Likuva, it's only Roif. All you need is Roif. Now, yesh la'ayin, what does it mean, mitzvah u'likuvah? Does mitzvah mean lechatchila, and likuvah means b'di'evid? Or does mitzvah mean mitzvah min amovcher? U'likuvah means that lechatchila you're also yetu with that, but it's not b'di'evid, it's not only b'di'evid, it's just there's an in to be mahadah, le mitzvah 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 min amovcher. So I saw there Berkowitz names on that, no, likuvah means only b'di'evid. And if you don't have gimel tzvachim that are aveis, then it's not a mitzvah lechatchila, it's only your yetu b'di'evid. L'maisa, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is l'chor meduyik, not that way. He says in Sif Gimel, Agav, there's kama diyukim in this one Sif, so I'm going to read the Sif. Kama diyukim that are negeh, mamash halacha l'maitza. So I'll read it as follows. He says, l'chatchila mitzvah lachzer achar hadas shakulei avais. There's a mitzvah to be choyzer achar, to look for hadas that's kulei avais. Da'inu shekol hakinim shela olen ha'yetim b'chol erach shiroi. That all the levels that come out within three tvachim, which is barb zim tavish nun, yesh b'chol kan v'kan shleisha olin, that each one of the levels has three. Mikol mokoim, he says, im ein kulei avois. However, if it's not kulei avois, kimin sherubay avois, dainu sheroyiv kinim shel olin hayoytzim b'seich erech shiroy, shushleisha tvachim. If most of the levels that are within the gimel tvachim, yesh b'chol echad v'echad mehem shleisha olin, he says it's kosher and you're allowed to be mevarach alav lechatchila. So he says lechatchila to be choyzer achrav, that's mitzvah min amavkar. But if you don't have rive, if you don't have kulay, then rive is also good. just it has to be roiv betoich erech shiurei shal shleisha tvachim, then kosher mutal varach alav lechatchila. So lechera the diak loshin is mashma, you could be madche, but lechera the diak, it's kamad mefurish, that it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's not just a lechatchila, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar, and likuva means that it's not a mitzvah min amuvchar, but it doesn't mean that it's not lechatchila. That would be according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now, how do you define Raif? Lechatchila, to get Kula, if you could. But if you can't, then Raif. The question is, what defines Raif? Is Raif defined by amount of levels of leaves? The amount of kinim, as we call it? Or is it defined by the Shetach, the area of the Hadas? For example, at the top of the Hadas, generally the leaves are much smaller, much closer together. So it's very possible that if you have a hadas of 3 tvachim, the top 1.3 tvachim, which is a meat of the whole hadas, has 9 levels. And the bottom 1.7, which is the raiv, has only 7 levels. So how do we define the raiv? Is the raiv defined by the levels of leaves? Do we need raiv levels of leaves? Or is raiv defined by the area of the hadas? So it seems to be also a machlekes apoyskim. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that we just quoted beforehand, he says clearly, "Kiven sheru by avayis dainu sheroiv kanim shel olin hayotzim beseich arach shurei hu shleisha tvachim." He says roiv kanim, rave of the levels of leaves, not rave of the area, rave of the levels. Mitzad sheni, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say not that way. Mishnah Berurah when he says likuvu biruvay, hainu shahada sheshurei hu lo yotzim miyudbeis goydlin. Ain't tzarech avis bekula rach zayin goydlin. He says in a hadas that the level the ikuva is that it should be 12 goydlin. Then you need roiv should be 7 goydlin for it to be makiv. Now lachor it's not totally in goydlin bechlal. It's totally in how many levels of leaves you have. It's mavur lachor in rash in the Mishnah Berurah that we go buster the area. We don't go buster the levels. Even though the bir alacha, it's also mavur in the bir alacha. He talks about he brings down the prima gadim who says if you have 2 tvachim. We'll get to that in a minute, L'chor, it's a little bit schwer. But, to Tvachim, why are we talking about Tvachim? We should be talking about levels. He does talk about a case where you have 7 levels, and 3 of them are not always, and 4 of them are always, but he's just trying to give us example of a scenario where you have Rav always, and you still have meat of the Olin. And that's the only way is if you count up the leaves. So that's why he talked about such a case. But L'chor, the Pashtus, Mashmoyes of the Mishnah Berurah is, that we go bust of the area. It is the Maisa Safak HaPaisim, L'chor, and the Stimus of Mishnah Berurah is this way. So we would go l'chumra. I guess it could also be a kula sometimes, but generally it's a chumra that we need also the area in addition to rive of the levels should be considered always. Now, how do we define where the rive has to be? Let's say you have. Let's start with the first case of the bir alacha. Let's say you have rive of your hadas is. Rav of your shir hadas is mishulash, but rav of the hadas itself is not mishulash. For example, you have 4 tvachim, and your hadas is 4 tvachim. Generally, the hadasim are not 3 tvachim b'diuk, they're at least 4 tvachim. Generally, I measured the one that I had from this past year was, I think, 43 centimeters, which is more than 4 tvachim. But they're usually between 3 and 4 tvachim. So standard hadas, I'd say, is 4 tvachim, and you have 1.7 tvachim of the hadas that are mishulash, and 2.3 of the hadas that are not mishulish. Kumtais, you have roiv of a shir, 1.7 is roiv of 3 tvachim. Agav, the prima gadim says roiv, when he clears the shayla, he says 2 tvachim umashu. It's l'chara the ilum is ma'ir that roiv of 3 is not 2 umashu, it's less than 2. Tzorach b'yirtak, I saw the Bukhari Yaakov is ma'ir that nekuda. He says, I don't understand why he said that. But all you need, l'chara, roiv of a hadas is 1.7, 1.6. would be considered rave of your hadas. So if you have 1.7 tvachim on your hadas that are mishulish, and 2.3 tvachim that are not mishulish. So mitzad echad, you have rave of the shir, which is mishulish. Mitzad sheni, you have rave of the hadas, which is not mishulish. Do we go baser the shir of the hadas, or do we go baser the length of the hadas? Which one is ma'akif? So the Mishnah Berurah, he comes out, he quotes the prima gadim who's mistapik. I'm sorry, he brings down the Bach, who says that we go baser roiv of the hadas, roiv of the shir hadas, even if roiv of the hadas bepoil is not mishulish, we go baser roiv of the shir of the hadas. And then he brings down the prima gadim who says that is mustapik. Let's say that shir is mufuzer ba'urach ahadas, what's the halacha? It's mavur that the Prima Gadim understood that if it's all in one area, whether it's on the top or whether it's on the bottom, that it's not a problem. In other words, if you have 1.7 that are not mufuzar, it's ratzuf, it's continuous, you have a continuous 1.7 tfachim of your hadas, which are mishulish, whether they're at the top of the hadas or they're at the bottom of the hadas, then it's not a problem. It's only cleric, says the Prima Gadim, let's say the 1.7 are not continuous. First you have a half a tefach, then you have some that are not, then you have another half a tefach, and some that are not, then you have 0.7 of a tefach. So it's all spread out. But if they're all together, the 1.7, which is Reva the Shir, then that's fine, even if your hadas is bigger than that. It doesn't make a difference where your hadas is, if it's on the top, if where the Mishulash is, if it's on the top, it's on the bottom. It doesn't make a difference. The Shaila is, why not? Why does it make a difference? We saw in the Sharatzin at the beginning of Hilchas Lulav said that he declared the exact same Shaila B'negiah to Lulav when your leaves fell off of the Lulav. And he says, if Rav of your Shir, if you have Rav of a Shir Lulav, you have 2.5 Tvachim, let's say, of that the leaves didn't fall off. And you have 4 Tvachim that the leaves did fall off. So you have Rav Shir of a Lulav, which has leaves. And you have Rav of the Lulav, which doesn't have leaves. Which one do you go about, sir? So he says, Vlav Sarachin. Says the Sharatzin, that's Tafka, where the Rav that you have of your Shir is on the bottom of the Lulav. But if it's on the top of the lulav, then just say dal meyacha. Take the extra part of the lulav and chop it off at the bottom. And you'll be left with 2.5 out of 4 tzvachim. That's not a problem. But if it's at the bottom of the lulav, you can't just top off at the top. But again, to hadas, we don't find that the Mishnah Berurah says this bechlal. He says, he seems to imply, it doesn't make a difference whether or not it's at the top or whether or not it's at the bottom. Even if it's on the bottom, your 1.7 is at the bottom, and you have 2.3 which are not mishulash at the top, it's still going to be kosher. Why should that be that way? L'chor the pshat is, if Wolman pointed this out, and I saw this afterwards, and L'chor this is the richtig pshat, is that it doesn't make a difference b'negiat hadas if it's at the top or the bottom, because you could chop off tzai the bottom and you could chop off the top. L'dino we paskin, like the Rav Rishenim, like the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, then next time is kosher. So you could chop off the top of the hadas. So even if your 1.3 tvachim is at the bottom of the hadas, and you have 2.3 tvachim at the top of the hadas, which are not mishulish, just chop off the top tefach, and you'll be left with 1.3 tefachim on the top, and 1.7 on the bottom. And in the middle, you'll have rave of your hadas, which is kosher, and therefore, it's not a problem. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins la'alocha. Now, lamaisa, if that's the cheshbin, then since lechatchila, we try to be choshish, like the Ramah says, for the other shitas, for the Ravid, for the Balmar, for the Ran, that they all hold that next time by a hadas is possible. So then, l'chora, we don't have this svara to say you could just chop off the top. Therefore, it's better to make sure that l'chora, it's better to make sure, if you're choshish for the Ramah, who says, to be choshish for nektam, then we should be choshish also and have the 1.7 of mishulash at the top of your hadas and not at the bottom of your hadas. The truth is that in most hadasim, it is that way. Rav hadasim, the ikar mishulash is at the top. The top 3, 4, 5 inches, which is the top 5, 6, 7, 8 levels of leaves, are generally, mishulish without a problem. You should look at them, but generally they're mishulish without a problem. Mamish, you don't even need a chut makif. The mamish almost always perfect. But the ones at the bottom, then it gets much more probable. It's much more common that You have a hada shreita, you have leaves that are shreita, you have 2 and 1, but at the top, generally, you don't have an issue. Mela, generally, most of the time, you'll have rave of the shir hadas at the top of your hadas before you even start. That's for Likuva, or lemitzvah lachar, whatever you mekayim the din of the ravid of Likuva berubah. Now, that's been a gear to, do we go bust a rave of the Shir or Rav of the Hadas? The Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Bach, Prima Gadim, we go Basar, Rav of the Shir, not Rav of the Hadas. Now, says the Bir Halacha, the Prima Gadim clears even a bigger Chiddush. Maybe the 1.7 that we say is enough, even if it's not Rav of the Hadas, maybe it could be Mefuzer Baruch HaHadas. That means you have a Hadas which is, 4 tvachim, and you have 1.7 tvachim, which are mishulish, and they're not even continuous. You have a little bit at the top, and then you have a little bit that's not, and a tefach that's not, and a little bit further, and then you have a little bit, something that's not. So that means the roiv of your hadas is not mishulish, and even in the meal, which is mishulish, it's spread out through the entire hadas. Is that kosher or not? L'mayis the Mishnah Berurah is mechri lehakom. The Bir Halacha brings down, Bikur Yaakov Mekel Gambazeh, and he doesn't bring any chol k'mechal. It's mashma lechari that the Bir Halacha goes like that, la'alacha. However, lechari, there are kama paiskim that seem to be machmer ben get to this, that Shulchan Aruch Harav that recorded beforehand, seems very clear that way. He says, Kivin shiru bay avais, dahainu shiroiv kanim shel olin, hayyotzim b'soich orech shiroi shushleisha tvachim. He says, you need raiv kanim within the gimel tvachim. You don't say raiv kanim on the hadas. You need raiv of the shear in the gimel tvachim. So it could be mefuzer maybe within the gimel tvachim. But if it's mefuzer and your entire hadas is four tvachim, so raiv of your hadas is not avos. And even what is avos is spread out through the entire hadas, then it's not going to be kosher according to him. The Shevet Alevi speaks this out also. He has a tshuva in tshuva Shevet Alevi, chilek zayin simin pei beis. He was asked about it. He's matmi on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, I don't understand the bakhla. What should I say? He says that avos certainly is defined by the roiv. If you have an entire hadas and the hadas is roiv of the hadas is rubay hanikar, he says, of the hadas is not avos, then certainly it's not going to be kosher, especially if it's all spread out. If it's all together, so at least you could say Dalmei Hacha, the top or the bottom. But where you can't say Dalmei Hacha, because you need the entire Erech of the Hadas, that means I need to look at the entire Hadas. And looking at the entire Hadas, I see that Reiv, it's not a regular Hadas, it's a Hadas Shreita for the most part. So certainly it's defined by Reiv, in such a case, is going to be Pasul, and he names on to Pasul such a thing, not like the Bir Halacha, the Maisa. He names on not to reckon that. L'chura, it's a shayla of Aves, which is a psul, possibly a psul d'araisa. L'chura, one should be machmer when he gets to that. At least on the first day, one should be machmer if he could. Because if he has any possibility, he certainly should be machmer. Now, this whole nidain of roiv, of whether or not mefuzer is going to be kosher, seems to only be a shaila in the price scheme, whether or not if you have roiv, which is mefuzer. But let's say you have three tvachim which are mefuzer. You have an entire shir hadas, that's mesholish, but it's spread out over the course of the entire hadas. The mashmais is, from the price scheme, that's not even a shaila. That would for sure be kosher. That would be kosher. L'chura, according to the Shevet Alevi, I'm not sure if it's mamash spread out according to, if they were only talking about Reiv. Everybody's only talking about Reiv. But it could be that if you mamish have a huge hadas, if you have seven tvachim hadas, and Reiv of the hadas is not mishulish, and even the three tvachim that are spread out, then maybe that would be possible. But if you don't have such a big hadas, I don't know many people that have such a big hadas, seven tvachim b'chlal. If you have gimel tvachim of your hadas that are mishulish, then for sure it's Reiv of the hadas. Most people don't have a six tefach hadas either. At most, they have between four and five. Most people don't have such huge hadasim. So if you have a gimel tvachim, then l'chura, you also have rave of the length of the hadas, and that's a mutzim min amuvchur. How about these gimel tvachim? Is there an inin to have them continuous? Do the three tvachim, if I have a four tefach hadas, and three of my tvachim are meshulish, beautiful, I don't even need a chot makif, it's mamish kosher lechatzilo, hoder chazinish aleph, 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 aleph. And it's Gimel Tvachim, according to the Shittas Chazanish also. Do I need that the Gimel Tvachim should be continuous? Or the Gimel Tvachim could be spread out within the four Tvachim? In other words, I have two Tvachim, then I have one or two rows that are not good, and then another two Tvachim. Is that Lechatchila, or that is also not Lechatchila? So, I didn't see any of the Poiskim that even donned on such a case. No one really handled it. They only handled it when you have Roiv, whether or not it has to be continuous, it doesn't have to be continuous, Bechulu. But in a case where it's kulay, I didn't find in the Paiskim that they're machmir. However, I did see somebody brought down from Eliashiv. I know they didn't see in the Reis Kalim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bikur Yaakov, anybody that talks about such a case. It's mashma in such a case, it's pashit, that's fine. However, I saw brought down from Eliashiv that lemitzvah, his lashon was lemitzvah bihiduray, I think. You should have all three tvachim that they should be continuous. I'm not sure where the Makor is. Maybe Mitzvah Bihiduri means Zekei Levan Veyu, but now it's the Din Hodor. Mitzvah Bihiduri, no, certainly it's nicer if you have that way. Mamish is beautiful, the entire thing, the entire shir. That way you could say Dal Me'acha for anything which is extra. You have the entire thing together, which it's, that's Mamish Mitzvah Bihiduri, though I didn't see anybody else that goes like that. So Rabbi Nissim Gemel says the Chol HaPachos should try to get Rav of the shir should be Rasuf. I guess maybe he understands also there's an Indian. Certainly, I guess there's a Zeki Levan Veyu, but it's a Din Hodr that we bring down over here. Otherwise, I don't see that the place can mention that it has to be Ritzufim. The Bir Halacha talks about one more case. He says, do we say Trei Ruby? This is talking about in a case where you don't have three Tvachim that are continuous. You only have a rov which is continuous. In other words, let's say we'll take a simple case, the case that the Mishnah Berurah talks about. You have a three tefach hadas that has seven rows on it. And three of the rows don't have any leaves. And four of the rows have two out of three of the leaves. So altogether, you have how many leaves? Eight out of the original 21. You had seven rows to start out with. Each one had three, 21 leaves. The top three rows, all the leaves fell off, so you're down nine leaves. And the next four rows, one leaf fell off from each row, you're down another four leaves. So 13 leaves, you lost 13 leaves altogether, you're left with eight leaves. And all you have is four rows of two leaves. Do we say Trei Ruby? Rav, first of all, of the Ravid, that we go Basar, Rav of the Hadas, so four out of seven Kanim. And Rav of the Ra'ah, that we say that you don't need all three leaves. Two out of three leaves is also enough. So we're taking a rave of this and a rave of that. Do we say Trei Ruby or not? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Mehechatesi. Mehechatesi to say that. Maybe when we say rave, we could either take rave la'arich or rave la'arichiv. We could take la'arich four out of seven rows, or la'arichiv two out of three leaves. But to take them both, Mehechatesi, then we should be able to take them both, take two shitas together, mix together the ra'ah, together with the rave. Mehechatesi. What I had a little bit shver is that l'chera, you don't have to mix together two shittas. The Bach and the Taz, like we saw, they say that this is the shittas ha-rush. The rush holds like the Ravi Ladina, that we go about to Rav Erich, four to seven is enough. And he holds also like the Ra, that if one leaf falls off, says the Taz Lehedi, the Bach, that if one leaf falls off, then that's still considered obvious. So if you have four rows of two leaves, then that is the shittas harosh, that is kosher, and that is, you don't have to be a tzar of two shittas. So you're right, it's Trei Ruby, but it's not two shittas. The only chiddush is, mehecha teisi, to take two rives, one from a ra'ah and one from a rive. And maybe each one holds that obvious is rive of the erich or rive of the reichiv. But how do you know you take two rives together? But if you understand that this is all the rush holds of both of them together, it's not two shittas. Lachar, it's mavur in the rush. That such a thing would work. The truth is that it seems that the Mishnah Berurah does bring a Rai from the Bach, that it works. However, he only brings a Rai in such a case where you're left with Rav of the leaves. He says, let's say the case is, if the case is like we said beforehand, the top three rows, all the leaves fell off, and the bottom four rows, just one leaf fell off, so then you're left with 8 out of 21 leaves, it's going to be puzzle. But let's say the case is that the top three rows, only two leaves fell off. So the top three rows have one leaf. And the bottom four rows have two leaves. So altogether we have, the top three rows are three leaves, the bottom four rows are eight leaves together. We have 11 leaves, 11 out of 21, you got rave leaves. It's mashma, that works lechatchila, according to the, lechatchila, likuva, that works according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's considered a rave. Because you have rave leaves. Now, I had a little bit shver, where did the Mishnah Berurah get this from, that we need rave leaves? Where did we see anywhere in Shas, in Rishonim, and Achronim, that you need rave leaves of the Hadas? The Gemara says that you need to have Nashu rave Olav, then it's kosher as long as you have rave Aves. Nashu rave Olav is not psul if you're left with Aves. So if you have Aves, it should be kosher. So if at the end of the day you're telling me that two out of three leaves is considered Aves, and four out of seven Kanim is rave, then even if I only have 8 out of 21, Lamaisa, I have Rav, even though Rav the leaves fell off, and 13 out of 21 leaves fell off, and I'm left with only 8, but Lamaisa, I'm left with Aves, it should be Kosher. Where do you get it from? Not only that, I thought you have a Rai from the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have Hadas Mitzroh, Asa Mitzroh started off with 7 leaves on each row. So let's say that 10 rows, 70 leaves. 4 leaves came off out of every row, 40 leaves. That means that 40 out of 70 leaves came off, right of your leaves came off, and still it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because you left with the Aves. So we see, as long as you left with the Aves, we don't care that right of the leaves fell off. Today, I grad was looking at someone, Halicha Shlema, he was married this Nekudo. Shlema Zalman, they brought down his Saviyat, he was married this, he asked the Mishnah Berurah from Asa Mitzroh. Now, the Chorda, we see that you don't need right of leaves. As long as you left with Aves, that's also fine. Lamai says the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya that way. It seems that he's Machriya that way, that you need to have roiv of the leaves of the Hadas. Okay, practically, bottom line. What does this mean, Lamaisa? What does this mean, Lamaisa, when we're looking for a Hadas? What does this mean? What are we supposed to be looking for? Lechatchila b'di'eved, if I don't have patience, if I do have patience, what should we be looking for? Lechatchila, one should get gimel tvachim that are meshulish. 3 tvachim that are meshulish in your Hadas, and that's, according to some, that's the lechatchila as opposed to b'di'eved, some that's the mitzvah and a mumkar. Certainly, it's the mitzvah that the Ravid is referring to, that the Mechaber brings down. Lechatchila, one should get 3 tvachim that are meshulish. Do the 3 tvachim have to be continuous? L'chor, the pashtas of most Paiskim is not that way. Rabbi Yashiv is mechadish, that is considered a mitzvah bihidurei to have them continuous. Now, am I meshayer the gimel tvachim? What part of the Hadas can be considered as the gimel tvachim? So the Chazon Ish says, the bottom of the Hadas, before you get to the first level, cannot be considered meshulish. That, even though maybe it's mitzaref to your gimel tvachim, but it's not considered meshulish because you don't have the leaves from underneath it to know whether or not they were meshulish. Therefore, you only start with the first level of leaves afterwards. So it could be even an inch or inch and a half that you have to knock off from the bottom of the hadas. That's not a chelek of your meshulish. You start from the first level. The Egli Tal is mechadash in Hilchos Kreitzer. He's talking about davar shesoyfoi lahakshayis. And he brings down Kreitzer in the Sif Koten Nun Tes, Ois Yud Aleph. He wants to be Mechadish that, according to the Rashi and the Ravid, when we get to the Sugya of Sefer Lahakshis, he wants to say that if the top of a Hadas is very soft, which if you go out now while they're growing, you could see them. Sometimes you even buy them like that. It isn't uncommon. Now it's very common that it could be 2, 3, 4 inches, mamash, the top of the Hadas is now growing, that it's green. It's bachlal, not brown. It's mamish growing. That's what happens. It starts off green and then it hardens and turns brown. Says the Egle Tal, you can't count that as a chelik of your hadas bachlal. For sure, it's not going to help you for meshulish. He holds it's not even going to help you for your hadas because that's green and it's like a yarek. And the Torah says an af eitz. You need an eitz. It's not an eitz. It's only an eitz when it's brown, after it turns brown. L'maisa, Rav Shem Zalman says, in the Chashleimai, that the Poiskim don't go this way, and I didn't see anybody that brought it down, halach l'maisa, to be choishish for it. They bring it down, but nobody's really choishish for it. Bechlal, the Egli Tal, was totally in the Machlekes Rishonim. But there is, to know that there is such a sheet out there. The Mele would, one would need 3 tvachim that are alvais, for the mitzvah minum of chor, for the mitzvah of the ravid. Do they have to be continuous? We said, lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yashiv, they should be. Most places seem that they don't have to be, and you still have the mitzvah minum of chor, even though they're not ratzuf, they're not continuous. Li'ikuva, all you need is raiv. Now, what's raiv? So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, out of Yud Beis, you need 7. But the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah says in Taf Reish Nun, that anything which is ma'akiv, at least for the b'di'eved, we go with the smaller shear, which is 10 gridlim. Maybe he didn't want to go like that. That's only Shasat Chak Mamish, and he didn't learn maybe that Likuvo is talking about Shasat Chak. So 12 Gredlin, which according to Rav Chaim Na is 24 centimeters, according to the Chazon Ish is 29 and 30 centimeters. That means you need 12.5 centimeters according to the Rav Chaim Na, and 15.5 centimeters according to the Chazon Ish. That is like between 5 and 6 inches. To be 15 centimeters, exactly 16 inches, basically. It's a little bit more you need, so it's just over 6 inches. Between 5 and 6 inches, if you want to go with the Shir Chazon Ish, for Shalom of the Rei, so just over 6 inches you need, that they should be meshulish. Now, they don't even have to, according to Mishnah Berurah, they don't even have to be meshulish in a row. That means they don't have to be continuous. It's nice if they are, but they don't have to be continuous. And even the Shevet Levi is masking if your whole Hadas is, if you have Rav of the Hadas as is Meshulash, then they don't have to be continuous. It's only if you've Rav of the, if you Rav of the Shear is Meshulash and Rav of the Hadas is not, then they have to be. But if Rav of the Shear, Rav of your Hadas is Meshulash, then, and your Rav of Gimel Tvachim is Meshulash, then it's Kasher, even though it's not directly in a row. That means that you could have three rows that are, and one row which is not, and four rows that are, and one row which is not, and two rows that are, and then you got your Rav, and you're good to go, according to Mishnah Berurah, that is Kasher. Now the standard Hadas, like we mentioned before, and at the top, is generally Meshulash. One should check, because it's not always. But the standard Hadas, I would say at least 90% of the time, is Meshulash for the top 3, 4, 5 centimeters. That means basically every single Hadas that they sell out in the Shuk is Kasher. It's very, you'd be very hard-pressed to find a Hadas out there, which is possible. Now, obviously, there's you could get the Meshulash of three Tvachim also. Meshulash three Tvachim, Chazan Ish, Ratzuf, without anything. I'm not saying that there's not an Indian. However, to pasul a Hadas is very difficult. So you have to know that before you're starting. The any Hadas that you're getting, even if it's not Chazan Ish and only a Beis and not an Aleph Aleph, it's still Kasher. It's still Kasher for almost 100% for sure it's Kasher. You want to be Mahadar, once you get Gimel Tvachim. Then they have Aleph Aleph, Gimel Tvachim of the Shir Chazan Ish, Bechulu. But to know what's considered, what's Ma'akiv, once you know, it's only if you have, you need 5 to 6 inches, and they could be spread out, and Shir, and not only that, we said that Shir, the, what's considered Meshulish, I still am yet to find somebody, the Poiskim, that say, that Meshulash means exactly that they come out of the same spot, without the chut makif of the chazanish. It seems that the Peskim all go like that. The Briskerov, even the Briskerov they brought down, David said the Briskerov went like that, and the chazanish went like that, and Shlomo Zalman went like that, and that's how the Peskim seem to go. And not only that, I saw even a bigger chiddush today. I saw, I don't know, they brought this down in the Sefer Beis David, he brought down that they showed a hadas to Reb Chaim, to Reb Nissen Karelitz and Reb Baruch Chaim Tovim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And they asked them, I guess they're the Bekim in the Das of the Chazon Ish, and they asked them, is this, would it be considered Chut Makif if you have three leaves, Aleph, Beis, Gimel? Now Aleph and Beis touch at one point, and Beis and Gimel touch at one point. But Aleph and Gimel don't touch. Beis goes up a little bit higher than Aleph, and Gimel goes up a little bit higher than Beis. So Aleph touches Beis at one point, and Beis touches Gimel, but Aleph doesn't touch Gimel. Is that also considered chutz makif? And he said, and they said, both said yes, it is. So that's even a bigger chiddush. That would be also considered meshulish. So it just helps out. And one chiddush that I forgot to say last time is the Hilchos Chag B'Chag Rav Karp in his sefer. He wanted to be mechiyach from Kama Rishenim that bechlal meshulish is not totally in the uktim bechlal in the stems where they attach to the ground. It's totally in the leaves. How the leaves look. If the leaves look like they're Meshulash, even if at the bottom, one is a little higher, one a little lower, you want to be Mechir from Kamar Rishenim. The Seder, even if you don't want to take the Chiddush, you want to go with what Rav Poiskim say, that Meshulash is defined by the bottom. Nevertheless, we have, Chut Makif is for sure good. Not only that, according to what we're saying, Lechor Tznichla on that. Chazanish said that it's for sure good. Not that that's the Shir, it's for sure good. So if one is a little bit higher, and the next one's also a little bit higher, even though the A doesn't reach C, but that's A reaches B and B reaches C. So then we have Shibuz Reb Nosson, A, B, 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 C, A, C. Memela, that's good enough when you get to Meshulash also. Now, terrific if a person could, and he has the patience, and wants to get Mamish, that it should be Mamish coming at the exact same spot, and it should be Gimel Tzachim, and it should be continuous. Matoiva Ma'anoim Mitzvah Bihidurai. However, to know what the Ikar Dedina is, when you get to that. The last halacha, just when you get to Hadash Shreita, is brought down by the Bahag. The Bahag says, a Hadash Shreita is, the Heichidomi Hadash Shreita, the Ravravan Tarpin Upasyan, that the leaves are very wide and long. If they're very big leaves, that's a Hadash Shreita. Now, it's brought down in a bunch of the Goinim. Siddur Rashi brings it down. None of the Rishenim, regular Rishenim, that are brought down, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the bring them down, and the Torah Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down. Machlal seems that the Sefer Manik brings it down. And he says Lenihirali. Lemaisa, there are those that are chayshish for it because Divrei Bahag is Divrei Kabbalah. It shouldn't be too big. In between 2 centimeters to 4 centimeters, they say the leaf should be. But if it's too big, then that's maybe Nichlal and Hadashreita. It's also maybe a Chashash that maybe it's Morkov. We'll have to leave for the Dinei Morkov. Yashar Koichachol.